From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. If you're a regular listener to this show, you've often heard us compare operas to movies, and it's an apt comparison. In 19th century Europe, operas were a popular form of large-scale mass-market entertainment. They featured compelling drama, dazzling effects, stirring music, and superstar performers, just like movies do today. So it shouldn't be surprising that we also see operas in the movies. Remember Cher attending La Bohème in Moonstruck, and Richard Gere taking Julia Roberts to La Traviata in Pretty Woman. There are plenty more examples, among recent films and in cinematic classics, and the music we're hearing now is from one of them. This is Miklos Rozsa's score to the 1945 Oscar winner, The Lost Weekend. In that one, Ray Milland stars as an alcoholic writer. Near the beginning, he's gamely trying to stay on the wagon when he goes to the opera with his lady friend, played by Jane Wyman. Unfortunately, they picked the wrong opera for a recovering alcoholic. It's a lavish production of Traviata, which begins with one of the great drinking scenes of all time. In Lost Weekend, when the Milland character sees this scene, his booze-driven imagination turns the performers on stage into dancing bottles and animated champagne glasses. Before long, he's off to retrieve his coat, and with it, his flask of rye whiskey. Ultimately, the character is portrayed as a tragic victim of his own lifestyle. And in that, he's a bit like Violetta Valery, the main character in Verdi's La Traviata. And that's not the only similarity between the movie and the opera. The Lost Weekend was noted for its disturbingly raw portrayal of people in their most desperate moments, at a time when movies were largely an escapist form of entertainment. La Traviata was viewed the same way at its premiere in 1853. In this opera, there are no world-shaping political confrontations, no exotic historical settings, and no eye-catching special effects, just believable characters whose own all-too-real passions bring them to a tragic end. On this edition of World of Opera, it's a production of Verdi's La Traviata, starring soprano Krasimira Stoyanova as Violetta and tenor Piotr Beczala as Alfredo. It's led by conductor Renato Palombo and comes to us from the Vienna State Opera.